Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get lost in a better place. Pick up a bird, travel through time and space. So much to learn, so much to see. A chance to escape reality. Open your mind and your heart. Gain new knowledge, get a fresh new start. MJ Network will bring you there. So let's talk about it when life and on the air.
Hi everyone, this is Fran Lewis. This is MJ Network. After my sister, Marcia Joyce, and today is going to be absolutely fantastic. We have Rachel and Michael here from TrinityHouseEntertainment.inc.net.com. I think I said it right this time. And I am so excited. Hi, guys. How are you? Welcome back.
Hi. How are you? We're excited to be back.
Hanging in there. And there are people listening, by the way, just to let you know.
Fantastic.
Yes, and they're very familiar people. What can I tell you? So, before I started the show, I listened to the song twice because I had to. I needed something to make my day better. And so how did you create the theme for this particular song?
Well, it was about March or April when the effects of COVID started to impact everybody's life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we noticed that people started turning to God, and, you know, and usually when something tragic like that happens, people, massive amount of people turn to God at that time. Yeah. And we started to talk about it. We thought, why do people always wait for a tragedy to go to God? You know, why can't they just go to him all the time?
And even just in those conversations, we said that could be a message for this song. And so the title of the song is called Why Do We Have to Wait? And then we also share why we don't have to wait for a tragedy. And there's all lessons within the song.
There are, and the pictures are great. You know, after I listened to the song 20 times before and listened again, I realized that I get criticized a lot because every Friday I text all my nephews and my nieces. And I expect them, and they do, and they text me right back because I want to know what they're doing. I just want them to know that I'm there, and if they need anything, that I'm always going to be there for them. And I think that's important. Yeah. You're right. We don't have to wait. So that's an important title. And you're right, Michael, with the pandemic and everything, it's really sad. As a matter of fact, on November 30th, I'm going to do a show with a psychotherapist on something that bothers me and everybody else, fear and isolation because of this pandemic. So we're going to talk about it. So each frame, I listened to this just before, and my phone decided it was going to play it again just now. Each frame focuses on a different point of view that is perfectly depicted in the video. How did you pick the pictures and the graphics to go with each stanza? Because it's perfect. Couldn't be any better.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, we spent time thoughtfully choosing images to bring to life the emotion, the life experience that would resonate with people, so that they'd understand the messages in the lyrics, because we still understand that people have a chance to change. We have this one life, and we still have a chance to build relationships with each other. But this song is kind of broken up into these three pieces, where in the beginning, it's expressing how people may feel lost and confused. So like you were saying, with we're in isolation, we feel alone or lost, and you're with your thoughts, and you ruminate your thoughts.
Yeah.
And how can we help one another through those, and we talk about that in the first verse. In the second verse, we give examples of real testimonies of people and how they've overcome some of that loneliness or fears or doubts through their faith. And then in that last verse, we talk about all the ways that we can all do those things together and how we can help each other to overcome those fears or those doubts.
Yeah, how we can lift each other and be positive influences on each other.
Yep.
That is great. You know, that's a great message for kids, too. Really. because I find that children argue, or they lose a friend, or they get upset, or somebody gets hurt, or whatever. You're right. Why do they have to worry? They can learn an awful lot of lessons from these, especially teens, in this day and
mm-hmm.
age too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You know, we even talk about how if God is our ultimate father, if he's like our parent, he wants us
mm-hmm.
to be there with him through the good and the bad. Just like you said, you reach out to your nieces just to see how they're doing. You know, the parent wants to be with their
yeah.
child to help them celebrate the fun times and also be there for them during the hard times. And so it even says in
mm-hmm.
the Bible, in James 4:8, like, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And so we want people to realize that you can have that relationship with God. And you'll start to feel him close to you. Just
I
like
agree
you
with
do.
You. And why do people wait for a tragedy or something bad to happen? And every morning, I think since I've been, you know, dealing, you know, working with you and having these shows, every morning I sit up and I talk to God myself. I say to myself, okay,
yeah.
this is going to be okay. You're going to get over this. Whatever's bothering you, whatever hurting you, it's going to be fine because don't worry, it's going to be okay. But why do people
mm-hmm.
criticize other people when they do that? Or why do they criticize people for their faults instead of understanding that that's who they are? And that bothers me.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the saddest things I've seen is somebody
mm-hmm.
crying over a grandparent or parent's grave saying,
mm-hmm.
I wish I would have told them I loved them. I wish I would have
uh-huh.
told them I was sorry. You know, and people don't realize, you know, we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be here forever. And, you know, so you need to let people know how you feel and show the love and gratitude. And, you know, if you have any
mm-hmm.
indifferences, you know, make up. And, you know, because you don't know how long you have. And the worst thing that can happen is to be standing over someone's grave saying those things.
I agree. And I've seen it. I've seen it too often, and I've heard it too often. Oh, I should have said this, and I didn't mean to do that, and it's too late. It's too late. So
yeah.
how can we restore our faith, you know, with what's going on in the news and listen every day? Sometimes I just shut off the news. I don't want to hear it anymore. How can we restore
yeah.
our faith in people with this world that is changing and people not recognizing that it's still the same people? Unfortunately, we have this horrible pandemic, but there's still kindness and caring of others. So how do we remind them that being kind? You know, I walked up to somebody the other day, and I didn't even know her. She was in the bakery, and I said, oh, you know, the mask you're wearing is great, and I love the shirt you're wearing. She just looked at me. She said, that's so nice. Just saying something nice and caring to other people. Why? That's just me, because you know I'm going to do that. Why can't people restore their kindness and caring of others? Why don't they realize that just because the world changed doesn't mean that you have to be mean?
Yeah.
I think people get distracted with the ways of this world and they
yeah.
forget to put God in focus. And when you don't put God in focus and you live in this world, you know, there's so many things that distract you that are become more important than God, and they're worldly things. And, you know, they what's the word I'm looking for? They tend to take
internalize it?
Yeah, well, yeah, they internalize the pain and then project it out to others, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, instead of dealing with it through God, and it causes a lot of anger, it causes a lot of judgment, it causes a lot of just negativity. But, you know, when you focus on God, you put him your main focus instead of what the world says you should be doing and how you should act, it helps. It helps so much to keep a peace and to keep peace with others. And all we can do is to set examples, like you were saying, how, you know, you said that was a nice dress, you know, just
mm-hmm.
complimenting people, helping people,
mm-hmm.
just setting a positive example to people, because people see that light in you, and when they see that, it brightens them up, you know?
Yeah.
It does. As a matter of fact, she looked at me, she said, no, I felt so miserable before I came in here. She says, and I was going to buy, like, every donut in the place. She says, but you convinced me that maybe she wasn't going to do it. I said, just buy some. You don't need all of them. Because people either jump into oblivion when they get upset. I don't. I just don't eat.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, today's National Chocolate Day. I didn't know that. So just another excuse to have more chocolate.
It is National Chocolate Day, but I don't do chocolate. My favorite three pictures is a picture of the three people holding hands, and it says we can all unite as one. How does life seem like it's passing by us, and not just also the older man in the video, but the old younger ones too. How can we overcome this feeling? And that is so great, just people holding hands, people of different races holding hands is even better.
I think the picture that you might be referencing is when people are holding hands to lift each other up in prayer.
Yeah.
It's just one of the ways that we're giving as guidance that you can have that relationship with God, or things that you can do with people in your life. And then feeling that time has passed by, you know, when you're following the path that God has for you, you have this sense of fulfillment that you didn't have before. When you feel like you have a purpose, then the time that does go by, you feel filled with it, and you wouldn't look back in time and think, what have I done with my life, when you're on that path that God has for you.
You know, me and Rachel about 2 months ago started doing Zoom calls with my family every Sunday night at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, nice.
We all get on and pray together, and it's really brought our family even closer. I mean, we had a close family, which brought us even closer because we pray with each other and pray together. And it, you know, just that interaction for that 45 minutes on the Zoom call is such a positive influence in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so doing that with others and bringing others in for prayer, even praying for them, and on your own, it's very powerful for those, you know, each person.
Yeah, because it says, with two or more gathered together, there you are in the midst. So there the Lord is with you, and it's very powerful. But also some people may be listening to this and thinking, well, how do I know what my path is? How am I supposed to just whimsically find out what God's path is for me? Well, that's where you have to take a step back and look at the choices that you're making in your life and see if it's impacting your relationships with people, impacting your relationships with anybody. And are you feeling fulfilled? And then reading God's word. You know, we have an article on our website at trinityhouseentertainmentinc.com where we talk about how you can find your path through the God's will for you, because everyone has their own unique path. And it's more than you can even know in your heart, because he's created us, and so he's made a path that is even more imaginable than we can think. But as long as you follow that, you know, And when you do choose to do God's work, there will be opposition. Just like I'm sure there's people who are thinking or listening or may not understand, there's going to be opposition. But with God on your side, you will always prevail in where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing.
You know, friend, we look at this epidemic as a chance for everyone to make the positive changes in their life, because you know, a lot of people wound up out of a job, or they wound up going to part-time, or they wound up with major changes and a lot of time on their hands. And, you know, if they decide to use that time wisely, they could change their life. They could bring a lot of peace in their life. So, you know, it's like God giving everybody a wake-up call and giving them a chance to turn to him. We all have that chance, and hopefully people will decide to do that.
I agree with you, because a lot of people are walking around and they're angry. Well, I can't work. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's hard for children because, you know, I looked at the picture of the children getting on the bus, just starting on their path, and you want to keep them in the right direction. And then I listen to the news, and some of them are doing partying or whatever and the online learning. And some of the schools in New York, the children don't even have the laptops that they're supposed to have, and they don't have enough. And now I listen to the news saying, well, you know, the New York City school parents, you don't have to accept the grades. If your child fails, it's okay. We're not, you know, they could do it over. I mean, they're giving them an excuse to not do what they're supposed to do. And that bothers me.
Right.
And you're right, Michael. That bothers me a lot, because kids, you know, not everybody's going to be an A student. But to tell them it's okay, you don't have to accept that, you don't have to do your work, that's not right. That not as an educator, sorry.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. But, you know, you're right. People need to start thinking, well, if I can't do this, what can I do to be positive? What can I do to keep my mind busy? I think that's why I enjoy doing the shows, the reviews, and reading 1,000 books a week, because it keeps my mind active. Because I can't go, you don't go anywhere. I don't visit anybody. It's hard. What do you do that? How do you deal with that? You're lucky you see your family. I don't.
That's your calling. That you found a niche that you like, and that's good. I mean, you've made a radio show out of it, and that's really awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot more than most people do, because so many people. So many people have so many talents that if they just looked and saw, people work every day at a job they hate when they have, and they could be doing something mm-hmm. that they love. And, if this is something that you love to do, and reading these books and doing a radio show and talking about those things, then that's a blessing, because there's so many people that are out there right now working that are hating their job, hating life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find something that you love to do and be able to do that, it's such a blessing.
It is worth it. I went to Manhattan College, and the sister there said everyone is in the 99th percentile in something, and everybody has is talented in something. You just have to find it. I don't think I ever forgot that.
Yeah, my mom just recently started painting, and she never in her life thought that she would do any type of art stuff, and she loves it.
It's great when you do something you don't have to do, but you want to do it, which is even better.
Right.
Which makes it even better. So with this world, which is not the same anymore, how do we learn to cope with a difficult time and keep the faith? I mean, I walk in the street and I wear a mask all the time. And I said this on the end of my show on Monday, and I think this is an important statement. The governor put this on the highway, and I thought this is really cool. It says, just one ask, please wear a mask. And I just thought that was just so perfect. Just not demanding, just one small ask, please wear a mask. And I said that the other day at the end of my show. It's so important, because you have to save somebody's life, because I'm saving yours by wearing it. And it's an inconvenience, but so what? So the world is not the same this morning. How do we learn to cope with this difficult time? And how do we teach people to keep the faith? Because eventually, I know that there's somebody up there that's this thing is going to disappear, or it's going to get better, so that we can start being a little bit more normal, I hope, truly hope.
Yeah, well, because of the media bringing constant coverage of the pandemic, it's around the clock. I mean, basically, it's in your face constantly, unfortunately. And there are many tragedies in life that occur every day. There's all types of illnesses. There's cancer patients that are dying. There's so many different illnesses, but the media is using this as a focus. And it's not really as much of a focus on the illness as it is on a political thing. That's unfortunate. But it's keeping the faith today. The real question is,
how do we keep
our faith on a daily basis with everything that's happening in the world?
Mm-hmm. Right, and not just during when there's hard times, because there's always something. Unfortunately, we're not in heaven. We are not in the Garden of Eden. We're living on this earth. And there's always going to be something that we have to go through in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of how do we go through it together, and how can we help one another get through it?
To me, the most important thing is you can't let the news or government or people dictate how you should be living and how you should be dealing with it. We go to God, and we're in the Bible a lot, and we find solace in Him and prayer, and so that's where our energy comes from to deal with these things and deal with them in a positive way. And having the right positive messages every day is a blessing, because it gets me into reading the Word and finding messages to send out daily.
We send them out on our social media. So anyone can come, and if they need some support, uplifting, just a reminder that there's good here in this world, that there's a place where you can lean on for that support. We do send messages out every day.
I think the easiest thing to do is when the news comes on, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to have all that negative in your life.
I know, because the news, they're sort of like, you know, making this so exciting. Okay, coronavirus today, we have all these people. Why can't you say something like, oh, my God, the hospital saved this person's life, or this person is doing so much better? And you begin to say, are they ever going to fix it? And then, of course, they go into this thing with a vaccine, and then go like, why don't you say something really nice to somebody? And I walk in the street and you wear a mask, and then this lady looked at me and I go, you can smile, it's okay, I can see you, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You see the eyes light up.
Yeah, yeah. If they focused on the positive instead of the negative and said how many less people are getting COVID and how many less people are dying from COVID, instead of focusing always on the death toll and there's still people getting sick, you know.
And we just pray and we hope that there'll be a solution soon so that we don't have to, as a people, worry about it anymore. So, and we pray for those people who are going through it, that they get the care they need. That's important too.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm sitting here, the my phone is on, and I just shut the sound off so I could look at the words again in the song. I think I have it memorized almost, what can I say? the hardest thing is that to forgive yourself for doing something or to forgive somebody else, and that's hard. So many people are so confused about a lot of things. How do they become unconfused, or should they make a list, or should they think about what is the one thing I want to change about myself or change that bothers me? Or should they talk to somebody? I mean, I don't know how many churches or how many, you know, how many video.
Yeah, I think confusion starts with a lack of purpose. And then you start to question everything because you don't know why you're here. You don't know why you're doing what you're doing. And then those fears and doubts come in, and then there can be lies that accumulate from other perspectives, and then there's no connection to a higher purpose or higher reason. So to not listen to what other people think if they are on their own path, and just to find that relationship with God on your own. And we also have another article on this on our site too that could help, but it's really about reading the Word and having and forming that relationship on your own so that you get that inner strength to find that purpose and make those decisions in your life, which makes things less confusing.
Yeah, there's a really good movie out called A Case for Christ, and it's about it's a true story about a reporter who he didn't believe, and so he set upon himself to try to disprove the Bible. And he spent months and months of research, and what he wound up finding out was he had, instead of finding disproof, he found thousands of pieces of proof.
Facts.
Yeah, facts. That, and it wound up changing his heart, and he wound up becoming...
Well, watch the movie.
Yeah.
Don't give it away. But it's a true story. So, when you seek, you shall find. That's in the Bible too. So you seek it and you'll find it.
You know, we try to teach children to be more positive. And I taught for a very long time. And there was one of the teachers in my school that taught me something too about that. If you walked into Nick's room, you couldn't walk in until you said something nice about somebody, what you like about them. Whether it was a child or a teacher or something that they were wearing. And, you know, a lot of people got annoyed. And he would walk into my room and go, well, what do you like about me today? What did I do that's right? And I thought that was like the coolest thing. Say something nice to somebody when you walk in. And especially if you say it to a student. I mean, that's important. What is so terrible about walking or just saying something good morning, even good morning? So how is the world changing? And how are we going to get people to realize it's the same world? It's just, unfortunately, different conditions that we have to live under until somebody figures out a way to get rid of this horrible virus. And they will eventually, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday about you know, when you read the Bible and you read the things that happened back then, you read about sickness and you read about the sin and you read about all these things that have happened. And it's almost like every 100 years, it just history repeats itself, and it's the same sickness and the same sin and the same everything. And, you know, and it's because there's evil in this world, and, you know, man has not conquered that evil. Instead, he falls into it. And, you know, that's why it's so important to have God in your life, because, you know, it just is this repetitive scenario again and again of the same thing. And until you turn away from it and turn away from the worldly views of things and turn to God, I mean, that's really the only thing that's going to fix it. Because if you live in this world and you go by the way this world thinks and what they think is right, what they mm-hmm. think you should live, what they think you should have, then people are going to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. They're never going to get that. So it's that American dream of being rich and having everything mm-hmm. and being happy. You know how many rich people died unhappy with no one there to be with them because they couldn't trust anyone, because they thought everybody was with them for their money. So that American dream is a lie to me. It's, you know, because most people that have that kind of wealth, they don't know who their real friends are. They don't trust anyone, and mm-hmm. they certainly don't know what love is, because they made money their true love and tried using that hunger of money to satisfy their life. And in the end, they have everything but have nothing, but they don't have love.
And that's the thing. We don't know when the end, you realize how fragile life is, and you don't know when the end is. And so it's important to stay on the right path.
Well, I have a good, it's funny. I did a show on Monday with Pastor Michael, and Michael and I talked about the 7 habits of highly effective Christians. And there were some mm-hmm. topics that, I'm getting good at this, that we talked about that I thought were very, very important. So why do we develop the frequent and sincere communication with God, and why is that important? That was one of the things that we talked about that I thought was important too.
Yeah, why do we have that frequent communication with God? Because with that communication comes wisdom and comes a blessing called discernment, where mm-hmm. you can start to see and understand people's true intentions, whether it's good or bad, and it helps you to make the right choices. Rather than having that anxiety and feeling that fear, you go into conversations with more empowerment.
Yeah, the other thing is God is our Father, and mm-hmm. how do you build a relationship with anyone without having contact
yeah.
with them? You know, I mean, so if you don't have daily contact with God, then how do you build your relationship with him? Mm-hmm. How do you build a trust with him?
We have an article on that, too. And you can think about texting you every day. When you open the Bible and you read a verse, that could be God's way of having mm-hmm. a conversation. But you need to build that relationship. You have to come, just like you don't want to tell somebody to tell you that they love you, right? You want someone to tell you on their own. So God wants
That's
us
right.
to come to him. On our own free will, and he's waiting there for us.
I look at the Bible as God's love letters to us and an introduction
yeah.
to himself and who he is and what he expects of us.
Yeah.
The hardest thing, I think, for me, and I can't say why, is the hardest thing for me is how can we forgive someone that purposely does something to hurt you, angers and maligns us, and you want this person, you want to be able to forgive them, but they don't see what they did that was hurtful. How do you deal with that? That's the hardest thing for me and for a lot of people. You know, somebody does something that's really, not so much words, but actions or whatever, and it costs you something in your life. How do you accept that? How do you say to yourself, okay, I'm gonna get over it, I'm going to forgive them? How do you do that? That's the hardest thing in the world.
Well, me personally, you know, when they crucified Christ, you know, they whipped him and they struck him and they spat on him and they nailed him to a cross, hung him on a cross to die.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last things he looked up and said to God is, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And I think about that, and I think about what he went through and the torture he went through before they hung him on the cross. And I think
mm-hmm.
if he can forgive those people for doing that to him,
mm-hmm.
who am I to not be able to forgive someone for transgressing against me? Because nobody's whipped me, nobody's nailed me to a cross, and, you know, if they're just angry or if they just say words or if they just say something that, even if they lie about you, you know,
mm-hmm.
I pray for them because they're, you know, in the end, they're the ones who got the answer for those lies. So I try to pray for them, and I find it a lot easier to forgive people for their wrongdoings or their judgments because of just thinking about if he can forgive those people that did that to him, then who am I to not be able to forgive?
I see what you're saying. I agree with you. I understand. It's the hardest thing. So how can his guidance make our paths better? Especially, what you know, you listen to the news and you see the teenagers going out and they're not watching and they're going to parties and they're getting sick. And they're closing, half the schools up here are closed. You know, the colleges and the high schools, half of them are closed. Some of the teachers have COVID. A lot of the students, maybe hundreds of students, got COVID. So how can this guidance make our paths better? And how can we make teens realize that they have to change how they act in order to change what's happening in the schools, too? And they're complaining that they have online learning, but there's no choice in the matter. So how can God's guidance, make our paths better?
Mm-hmm. And so first, it starts with wanting to have that relationship with God. And just like Michael mentioned before, that people fail to realize any relationship has to be built upon. And we have to find out who each other is, our likes, our dislikes, what we expect of each other. And eventually, we start to love each other and accept each other's nuances. And it's the same when you build that relationship with God. The more you read the Bible, the more you start to learn and understand who God is. He's not just this benevolent, far, far away being that puts wrath on the world. There's nuances, there's choices that were made, there's relationships that were built, and you start to see how much he loves us and how many chances he gives to each person, even when they make the wrong choice, because we're human and we're going to make mistakes. And so then you learn from that relationship how you can treat other people. And sometimes you ask yourself, what would God do in a situation like this? How
yeah.
should I react with what this person just said? Maybe they didn't mean it. They didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah, we were talking about the odds of being born in the United
mm-hmm.
States and the odds of being right. born to a family, you know, a loving family, and the odds of being born, you know, to a positive atmosphere, and just there's so many odds that are against you as you're born. You know, you could be born in some foreign country that has a dictatorship, and you're in a poor family, and you know, I mean, so this, you know, we start looking at those things, and you think about what a blessing to be born here in the United States, and in a land where you can go out and work and make something yourself, and you
yeah.
don't have a dictatorship, you don't have
I mean, just the stat, if you don't know, for the listeners, 1 in 400 trillion is the scientists estimate the probability of just you being born, let alone
mm-hmm.
not being born where you're born, but just born as a human being is 1 in 400 trillion. It was recently on a TEDx talk in San Francisco. I mean, that's incredible blessing just to even be born. And so then it makes you realize the importance of the responsibility we have for this life. Okay, so if it's 1 in 400 trillion, then why am I here? And what am I supposed to be doing? And how can I make, what am I supposed to be doing with this life?
You know, my feeling is God's plans
mm-hmm.
for me, he's the creator, so his plans for me are probably 1,000 times better than anything I could think of for myself. And so I go to him for guidance on what I should be doing with my life and where I should be going and who I should be meeting. And because you know, when we start to decide our own paths, a lot of times we wind up running into walls because they might not be paths we should go down, or we may wind up somewhere we don't want to be. And so because God loves us so much, he's always going to have a place for us that, even if it isn't a peaceful place, he's going to find a way around that. He's going to always have a door for us to go through to get away from a situation or through a situation. Whereas when we start dictating our own lives and our own path, a lot of times we wind up running into situations we don't want and don't know how to handle it. Or we run into a brick wall. And so I go to God with everything because he's the creator. He's the one that created me and knows what I should be doing here. And so I let him guide what I'm doing.
I'm looking at the pictures as I shut the sound off on the phone. Are you guys going to sing this one? Are you going to do this one so that everybody could hear it on the show today? Well, I mean, I have it booted up on my phone. I think I have it memorized. Can you do it? Can you sing it? Because I think everybody has to hear it. The first picture is very powerful of the children that are abused, and the older man and the older friend and giving somebody a hug. I mean, this is so powerful. Can you sing it now? Can you do it?
We don't really have it set up to sing.
Can you sing a song? Maybe the song on when you have it booted up.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, it'd probably sound better if you played it through your, because I think we tried playing it over the phone once and it broke up a lot.
But there are different images like this. Yeah,
I have it. I know you can't see the images. I have it on my phone. I'm gonna play it on my phone. I just hope you could hear it.
Did he really pay?
are so powerful and so beautiful.
Thank you.
So amazing. So what are three important points that everyone should get from watching the video and listening to this song? And then there's one other song that we have to talk about that I really like that you just wrote also. So what are three positive things that you want people to get from listening to this particular song? What do you want? How are they going to change after listening to this? Because this is so beautiful. And you guys have to listen to the video and look at the pictures because it's everything.
Thank you. I think three things would be, number one, that God loves us unconditionally. And it's really important to understand what that word unconditionally means, because that's a whole other topic that we could talk about, which we talk about on our site. But that's the first thing. The second thing is that God has much better plans for our lives than we could have planned for ourselves. And then the final thing is that when we choose to live in God's grace, instead of in this world, we'll find much greater peace in our lives and have a much easier time, or knowing that there is support to help us get through obstacles.
The other song that I really love, seriously, this is the one that came before this. With what's going on in the world, what is the message that you want people to get from this song? Each of your songs has a different theme. That's what's so wonderful about them. Everything sends a different message. But of course, you know the one I like the best is "You're Gonna Make It." That one I get, whatever, I play that and I go, okay, this is gonna be fun.
That was our first song that we wrote.
That's my favorite in the whole world.
Thank you. Which song are you talking about?
I love it. I absolutely love it, and I listen to it all the time, and I make Jeff listen to it too. Because you know what? Sometimes you get down on yourself and you go like, no, it's going to be okay. So what if I messed up that thing and I had a typo? It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But the song that I love with what's going on in the world today is, how did you come up with "United We Stand"? Because that's got a powerful message too that people need to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, "United We Stand," we wanted to try to do a "We Are the World" type of song, but more about God. And this world, you're right. You know, the things that are happening in this world, and what you see on TV constantly bombarded in your face with the news, there's a lot of negativity. And if we start to unite in love, and we start to unite through God in love, then imagine if we can get that to spread from person to person, how much better a world it'd be, and how much more peace we'd have in this world.
That's right. And look, it's not like a woo-woo thought. I mean, think about even what you shared with us earlier in this conversation, when you just told the woman that she had a beautiful dress and how it made her feel and how it changed her decision to get more donuts. Those are small things that will build up over time to make her now do the same thing. Maybe she did the same thing to somebody else later that day. So that's the whole, really, the crux of the song, "United We Stand," is that we really do, and it's important to remind us that we do. And if you're listening and you're thinking that we don't, then you need to take a step back and think about, why do you feel that way?
Yeah.
And why do you feel that life's so hard? And why do you feel that everything is, use my language, not going so great, right? Crappy or whatnot, because that's why you can reach out to anyone. And if people are lonely or they're feeling like they don't have support, you can come to our social media channels. We engage with people, we'll speak to people.
Here's a perfect example of how your love can spread. You know, when we started out on Facebook, we had 47 people following us. And just through positive messages and putting our music out there and letting people get positive messages from our music, we have close to 7,000 followers on Facebook now.
Wow.
In just a few months. And we didn't do any marketing at all.
No, it's just from positive messages, because people's souls are fed with those messages.
And every single person we are grateful for, every single person.
Oh, yeah, it's a blessing. Absolutely.
Their opinions, we respect what people think and feel, even if it goes against what we may feel. We respect every single person who's a part of our community, because it's important that we learn from each other and we help one another. And we'll also make sure that conversations are respectful, So if somebody is saying something rude to someone else, we fortunately, we don't want to, but we block them because we don't want people to be treating each other poorly. There's ways of having difference of opinion and sharing it in a healthy way where you can learn from each other. And that's the community we're trying to build.
Yes.
I can't stand when somebody turns around and says to you, you're wrong, without listening to your side of the story, without hearing the other point of view. There's no such thing as you're being wrong. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But before I forget,
that's right.
On Monday, D.P. Lyle is coming with his book, Rigged, on the 10th, the Matthew Goldberg with The Ancestor. And on the 12th, I have a really unusual panel. We're going to talk about writing in flashbacks and timelines. I have four authors for that. And on the 16th, D.P. will be back with Prior Bad Acts. On the 23rd, John Land will be back with his Murder, She Wrote, Murder in Season. And on the 30th, psychotherapist Dennis Palumbo and myself, we're going to talk about fear and isolation. So that should be really very interesting. And I decided on February 10th, I can't do it before because I'm so crowded, I'm going to do something thanking law enforcement officials for doing their job. It's going to be thank you for the men in blue. So we're going to have a CIA agent, FBI agent, detective, and a state trooper, and a few other law enforcement people. And we're going to talk about the different ways they handle it and what happens when the public goes against them and how do they deal with that. I thought that would be
different. Wow. Oh, listen to that one, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. It should be kind of interesting.
You have a really good lineup, people. Very talented
people.
Good
you never know. You never know. I'm going to do one also on the first week of January on how publishing and the world has changed and how it's become difficult sometimes to get stuff. So what's next for you? What song are you going to create next? What's next?
Yeah, we can't say the title. Yeah. We're working on a few. We have two songs currently in the works, which is our first time working on two at the same time because we can't stop thinking about the song. And then we recently started a third just last week. So we have a couple of things in the works that's coming out. We also have new articles that will be coming out on our website. And we have a blog, so people can come to our website at www.trinityhouseentertainmentinc.com, and they can read our blogs, which talk about more in depth of the conversations that we were having with you today, actually, and just helpful tips on how to have a relationship with God and helpful tips on just how to help steer you when you're questioning your faith. We also have our social media, of course. We have messages. You can come and join us on our Facebook. We do videos on our YouTube channel. We really bring to life the story. So we have all different types of videos and with the words there too, so you can read the lyrics along with the images.
Yes, our YouTube channel, if you go to Trinity House Entertainment Inc. on YouTube and look us up, we have all of our official videos on there, so they can see all of our videos that go along with our music.
Do you create videos for other people for their music too?
I mean, we would if they had asked, if they would come to us and ask us. Right now, we're just doing our own videos. We have helped people with certain videos. We helped the magazine company that requested a short, and we also helped another company that Rachel's familiar with.
If people need the help, we're more than happy to. We have the equipment to do it. More than happy to.
What type of music would you do videos for? You know why I'm asking that. I'm not going to say why, but you know why I'm asking that.
we listen to the song, listen to the music.
If the message isn't profane or it's not, sexual or it's not cursing, if it's a positive message, even if it's not considered Christian, if it's a positive message, we would love to do the video for it. We would rather not do videos for something that's not...
Just putting out a bad message into the world. Like anything that's in line with our mission and our company mission, which is about just spreading the positivity. We, of course, are focused on God and Jesus Christ. But if it's a video that's not of any faith, but it still has a positive message... we're more than happy to look at it. More than happy to do it. We like to help people get those messages out.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm thinking. So What else do you want to tell us about what's next? And can you share anything about the new songs? Because I'm sitting here.
Well, they're uplifting. They're really uplifting. You know, we try to mix it up. We try to do some that are more melodic and relaxing. So we have one of those coming up. We have another one that's more upbeat and uplifting, kind of like You're Gonna Make It. And
I like
and
that.
And then the third one is just forming. So we're not sure what that third one's going to be just yet. But they hit upon, both of them hit upon a sensitivity in us as human beings that I think will help people either feel more calm and relaxed when they listen to one of the first one, and more like they can get out there and do what they need to do for the second one.
That is great. I have You're Gonna Make It on my phone. You guys don't have that so that you could play that. I play that on every show. I'm terrible. That's my,
oh,
like my
good.
Favorite song.
Thank you so much.
It's like, it's like I have the words memorized and I can't sing. And everybody in my family can sing. You can sing, and everyone else can sing. And then my sister, MJ Network, for those people that don't know, MJ Network is named after my sister, Marsha Joyce, that I lost 10 years ago. And this keeps her alive. She's the reason why I do radio. She's the reason why I told the lady not to eat donuts because I was eating myself into oblivion. And my sister said, you're becoming a couch potato, so stop eating and start reviewing books and do radio. Who thought I would ever be doing this? So it's in her memory that I'm keeping her alive. So is there anything else that you want to share, or you can't sing the song? I was going to tell you to do that one.
Oh, you're going to make it. We can play it from our phone if you'd like.
Yeah, I don't know how good it's going to sound.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, because it wouldn't be me. Wouldn't be a show without that song. I'm sorry. I have to have it. I have to hear it. I have to hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
thank you so much. This has been absolutely so inspirational. And thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having
next...
us.
Yes.
We love being here with you and talking with you. Thank you.
And tell me, seriously, whenever you want to come back on and you ever have a new song, just let me listen to it and let me know. And everybody, it's raining outside. I don't know how it is where you are. It's cloudy.
Oh, yeah, it's dark and gloomy. Yep, it's getting itself ready for Halloween coming up. So.
I know. I don't. What can I say? But everybody, have a beautiful day. Rachel and Michael, thank you so much. Everybody, stay blessed. And remember, just small ask. Everybody, wear a mask. Have a great day. And bye.
You too. Bye.